We visit hot springs.
Yes.
And is bathing allowed, or what's that like?
Some of the hot springs, bathing is allowed. But other, there are some that are really hot that you can't even sit in.
You
don't want to bathe there. You can boil an egg in 5 minutes and it's ready.
Yeah.
Or matoke in 5 minutes, it's ready. So the ones
some
that are really
can get in.
Yeah. So the ones that are really hot, they are the ones in Bundibujo.
Hmm.
The male springs and the female, they are found in Semliki National Park.
Mm-hmm.
Those are very interesting. They have a very great history. Then there's one that when you're going to Kilembe, that is the one that you can sit in and, you know.
I've seen that.
Yeah, and you relax, and they are here, it's healing.
It's the like community nature's thinks, hot tub.
Yeah, the community thinks it heals because of the potassium.
Probably true.
That is potassium. Potassium that is there. Then there are some hot springs in Kabale. Yeah, there are very many hot springs around, so someone just needs to come and...
Yeah, explore.
Explore, yes. Yeah.
Now, there's a cave out there, an interesting cave. Can you tell me about that?
That is the Mabere Ganyinamwiro in Fort Poto, near the hot springs of Semliki. That is also a very interesting cave.
And what makes it interesting?
It brings out water, but you can think it's milk, you know? It comes out like milk. That is why they call it Mabere. Mabere is breast in our language.
So
they are breast
like
caves.
Like a woman.
Yes, a woman's breast. They are really shaped like breasts.
That's funny.
Like the breast caves, they are exactly like
but
breasts.
I haven't been there, but I've seen the photos, and it's true. It looks like a milk coming out of breast.
Very interesting. They should just come and see that place.
Yeah, yeah.
It has a lot of history.
And are there some good places to stay around there?
Yeah, there are very many good places. You know, it's around Fort Poto. It's just
So there's a range 45. of prices from like... Chaninga
Lodge,
is at the top.
Yeah, at the top. There's Mwea, there's Travelers Inn,
Fort Motel.
Renzori Guest House, Fort Motel.
Yeah. So there's a whole range of affordability from a really fancy expensive to very nice but not expensive.
Yeah. Mountains of the Moon,
yeah.
You know. So they're also nice restaurants. The Duchess is one of them. The Green, if you want authentic food for Uganda, the Green Garden restaurant is also part of it.
Yeah, there's a number of very good places there. It's probably the number one tourist town in Uganda. It's very pleasant, but it also really caters to tourists, so there's a lot of good features.
Yeah, it has a very good weather. People are one in our countries that are so laid back. The Banyoro and Batoro are so laid back, so loving, my God. When you go there, you're just fitting, even when you're a foreigner. Then they have the palace,
mm-hmm.
The Munyoro Palace. That is also a very interesting,
one of the youngest kings in the world,
yeah. Very rich history, very rich royal stories, and there's also that part of the country has a lot of good reputation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's that is where we also find the Bakonzo.
Yeah, the people are very personable and friendly.
Yeah, they're very personable and friendly. The food they eat is different from ours here in the central. So it's rich.
Yeah.
Yeah, everywhere in Uganda is rich, but it has the uniqueness.
That's even richer.
Yeah, that is rich.
Nice.
I shouldn't say it's richer, it's unique.
But you must go there. That's a
must
see.
Yeah, that's a must see. Yes.
Okay. Good, thank you.